When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Can't Bowl, Can't Throw.
All right, bring on England. And then England just went, all right, smash.
He's not a Twitter egg anymore. Twitter eggs, you know, the ones that don't have a profile pic, they used to be eggs, but they're not eggs anymore.
So the second round is called the Seven Soldiers of Victory round.
Scotland, they have funny accents.
Yeah.
In a week where the biggest shock result was Fox Cricket bothering to broadcast a match between Australia and Bangladesh, this is Can't Ball, Can't Throw.
What, 73? 10 overs maximum. 8 overs.
8 okay. Overs.
8 12s are 76 when I went to school, so hang on. 8 overs. That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
You're here with Dan Lipke and Kat Jones, and that was Mark Waugh trying to work out what 8-12s were, whether they were 76 or perhaps some other number. Who knows?
Like 96.
Could be 96. Could be anything, according to Mark Waugh.
Yeah.
Impossible to tell.
He was trying to work out the net run rate for which match was that in?
That was the Australia-Bangladesh match at the halfway break. They were trying to work out how quickly Australia would need to score to overtake South Africa's net run rate.
Wow. And when did Junior go to school?
I don't know, but there is kind of a perhaps apocryphal story about Steve Waugh when he was at school doing an exam, and again a maths exam, and they were asking for the circumference of a circle given a known radius. So what Steve Waugh did, he pulled a hair out of his head, wrapped it around the circle, and then unwrapped it and measured the length of the hair, and that was how he got the answer.
And he got it right?
I don't know. I assume he got it reasonably right. I was just wondering if, you know, that's how Mark Waugh did his maths exams too.
Yes.
Like someone says 8-12s and he's grabbing clumps of hair and he's just trying to get them all in a pile so he can add them all up.
Oh yeah, that's probably right. I also like that Brendan Julian didn't know the answer either.
This is the part of the show where we discuss the cricket news of the week.
Plenty of things happening in the world of cricket. Just have time to cover, what, the T20 World Cup again?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I think it's a good idea. We're sort of heading into the semi-finals, finish the group stages.
Yep.
We've got one semi-final, England v New Zealand, and the other one, of course, Australia and Pakistan. So, of course, my dream final is Pakistan-New Zealand.
I think that's everybody's dream final, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've already got rid of India from the group. And, of course, poor old South Africa, they missed out again. In usual, typical South African heartbreaking style, they managed to lose just the one game and yet somehow still head home.
Well, they lost a game against Australia, didn't they?
They lost a game against Australia. Australia lost to England. England lost to South Africa. So given the top three teams all lost to one another, it went down to net run rate. And South Africa eliminated because they didn't sufficiently thrash Bangladesh.
Ooh, and Australia, of course, thoroughly did thrash Bangladesh.
Should the T20 World Cup just be every team plays Bangladesh and whichever one thrashes them by the most wins the World Cup?
That'd save a lot of time, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to get up at 1 a.m. in Australia to watch all of these matches.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's really great. I also like that when Australia ran down the total in whatever it was, 6 overs or something, Rick Finlay said, I went out to water the garden and missed a whole cricket match.
Yep.
He tweeted that out.
Yep.
And I don't know what's funnier, that particular tweet, I'm sure he did miss most of the match, or the idea that you even have to water the garden in Tasmania.
Does seem very unlikely, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, the other thing about the South Africans going out is it's got everybody talking about net run rates again and, you know, whether they should be proper measures of...
Now, this is definitely something where I'm with Mark Waugh on this. Net run rate, when you start to get down into the intricacies of it, it does become a little confusing.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of part of the delight of cricket? all these things that, like, 95% plus of the viewers have no idea, like net run rates and Duckworth, Lewis Stern.
Oh, 95% of the commentators.
Yeah, at least 95%, So I was also wondering how Duckworth, Lewis Stern, Mark Waugh variation might be.
Do you reckon they're inviting Mark Waugh to be part of their little triumvirate?
I just like the idea of Mark Waugh just, you know, they work out all the intricate maths, and then Mark Waugh just has to tell them, you know, do the final division to say, here's the run rate you've got to get, and it's just got to be miles off.
Yeah. Well, once you calculate the DLS target, then whatever number you get, just minus 20, and that's the Duck Lewis Stern. The junior rate.
Yes.
Oh boy.
And as we mentioned, on the other side of the draw, it was India who missed out. So we did get rid of one of the big three in the Super 12 round. Not three of the top three, as we were hoping might be the case early in the tournament.
Yeah, but they got thrashed by several teams, right? Well, maybe not thrashed.
Well, they lost to both New Zealand and Pakistan, who were the two teams on that side who went through. So I think they've got a little bit less to complain about than South Africa. I do like, you know... In many ways, it was an impressive third place finish for India. They'll be better for the run. I like seeing this young up and coming team, and let's see what they can come up with in future tournaments. They've learned a lot from this.
Well, surely the top three teams will go through next time.
Almost certainly, yes. Well, the other possibility is because India did thrash the three teams below them. They finished with the highest net run rate in their particular group. So I assume, you know, next year's tournament will just be decided on net run rate. It doesn't matter how many games you win or lose. It's just who has the best net run rate, which I think ties into the theory about how many teams can just thrash Bangladesh.
That sounds like a good option.
So who do you think will win between England and New Zealand?
Well, I mean, we know that England will win, right?
But you think?
I think so. I'm hoping it's New Zealand. What do you think?
Well, I can 100% guarantee that England will win the semi-final against New Zealand. I can 100% guarantee that New Zealand will win the semi-final against England. And I can 100% guarantee that the semi-final between New Zealand and England will be abandoned or end in a tie. And I'll use one of those three quotes.
You're just going to edit that out.
I'll use one of our three quotes in our sting for next week's previously on and sound very clever. That's my plan.
Please support capitalism by checking out these sponsors.
So before we get to our next segment, we have to endure this ad. And it's about a fabulous book again, I think, Dan.
It is. It's my book. It's called 50 Great Moments in Australian Cricket. And it's still out. It's still out in bookstores. So if you haven't bought it yet, please buy it. And if you've already bought it, buy another copy. Thank you very much.
And it has all my favourite Michael Bevan moments in it. So on that criteria alone, you have to buy this book.
Yes, definitely.
Secure them jail time.
You do enough jail time to convince anyone this is no setup.
Cut deals that include some jail time.
No jail time.
He's not going to want to hear that you have endangered our operation just to get your thugs out of a little jail time.
Of course, our favourite sting again about Justin Langer. And we have to play that every single week. But he's usually in the news every week, isn't he?
He does his best to cram his way into the news. And I think that how he's got into the news this week is a couple of weeks ago we did a competition between who had the most nonsense between Justin Langer and Matthew Hayden. And that was an enormous tussle. but now the two are going...
I can't even remember who won.
I think you won. I think it was a quiz. This time they're going head-to-head in actual cricket matches because, as we previously discussed, Pakistan now have Matthew Hayden as a batting coach and we've got Justin Langer as the Australian everything coach.
So the game will be exciting, but the coach-off will be even more exciting.
Yes, these two great opening partners. They've both chatted to various journalists about the process that they're going through in preparing for this confrontation with one another. Do you have the chat with Haydos?
Well, apparently Crash Craddock had a chat with him, and I'm very glad I didn't see that because I don't like those interviews usually. But there were some really good quotes from Hayden in this. And so the quote that I'll read out is straight from his mouth. It will be like two balls of mercury on the one plate. They will always find a way of coming together. My coaching style and my style in life is to have that connection. Once you step across that, don't make me laugh, once you step across that white line, it's game on. But Justin and I don't have to do that. I've never met a coach who has won a game of cricket.
We know what he's talking about.
Well, he's never met a coach who has won a game of cricket.
No, apparently not.
So it kind of means that the team wins and the coach wins.
But isn't that undermining Justin Langer saying, why are you paying this man?
Why are you paying me? We may as well just roll around on a plate. Like balls of mercury. Is he a science teacher in a previous life?
I guess so. I'm not quite sure. You shouldn't be mucking about with mercury on plates. Mercury is very deadly.
It's very dangerous. It causes brain damage with quite minimal exposure, which might explain JL and Hayden rolling around together with mercury.
Yeah.
And, you know, when mercury combines, it forms this larger sphere, which also rolls around. And it is very tempting for little children and people with short attention spans.
Like David Warner, perhaps.
To play with. But it also scatters into tiny droplets if you drop it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure it's a great metaphor.
Well, maybe it's a way of training teams not to drop things. Give them plates of mercury.
He started with plates of mercury, and then he went on to finish a different sentence as usual.
As usual, yes.
Yeah.
He did have another sentence which I quite enjoyed. And this kind of ties into the fact that he doesn't really believe in coaches. I've always felt that there is way too much conversation about the coaching staff. But at the end of the day, if Davey Warner doesn't get Australia off to a good start, is that Justin Langer's fault? I know that the coach is always accountable, but gee, doesn't even answer the question.
No. Yep. Asks a question, poses it and leaves it hanging. So anyway, Langer's taking a bit more of a hard-nosed approach to this though, isn't it? He's going in hard.
Yeah, he's not saying, whoever wins, we're just still balls of mercury deep down. No, Langer's gone in and he's saying, look, we've been texting throughout, but we've got no insights as we keep business to business. Again, not 100% sure.
No,
I know
what are they texting each other?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, he says, Hayden and I will put our friendship down for 3 hours during the semi-final game. And later on, he spoke to the ABC and he said, for 3 hours, we might just be sitting on the opposite side of the fence, not liking each other very much.
Mm.
So that's, for one thing, the games usually go for longer than 3 hours, don't they? So yes. there'll be a little period where they like one another, but it does make me wonder.
Maybe they'll meet in the middle for a beer or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But do you actually have to dislike your rival coach to be successful? Or has Justin Langer got the wrong end of the stick again?
I reckon that the key to it all is just not even to think about the other coach for the duration of the game.
You would think so. But the problem is they probably do think about one another quite a lot. So very, very hard to put one another out of their head for three hours. So I guess Justin Langer just has to veer over to the side of hatred to make it work.
Well, considering this segment is called JL Time, I think that I prefer the short-term hatred of Langer.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, so do you think that will translate into victory or not?
Oh, I hope not.
But we do also have Australia did have one other tactic up their sleeve.
I thought you were going to say they had one other coach.
One other coach up their sleeve, which would help a lot. But they've also told Pakistan they're going to be touring there in March next year, and I reckon, I mean, this is an obvious lie, they'll cancel it at some point.
Well, we don't even know if it's a threat or a promise, really, do we?
But will the lie trick Pakistan into going easy on them? Will Pakistan fall for this trick or not?
They'll go even harder.
Can't bowl, can't throw, coming live. Thanks for tuning in and taking your time. The underappreciated act of the week, the funniest and crazy plays of the week. Who is gonna join the honorary board? The number one Scott Moeller Award.
So the Moeller Award, our award for the most absurd thing that happened in cricket over the past week, in honour of, I don't know, Shane Warne, Scott Moeller and Joe the cameraman.
Yes, not necessarily in that order.
No, perhaps not. I think we've got 3 or 4 nominations this week, most of them from the World Cup.
Most of them, yes.
And one of them was from a game we were commentating, Dan. It was Australia versus the West Indies.
Yes.
And we know that DJ Bravo retired.
Mm-hmm.
and the start of that game. And then we know that I think Chris Gayle somehow retired halfway through the match.
Yeah, just an impromptu retirement. As soon as he was out, he thought, oh, screw that, I'm out of here. He just started waving to the crowd as he left.
It was as soon as he found someone else was getting more attention than than he was, I think.
Yeah. He saw Bravo. He's like, oh, this looks like a good way to get attention. So, raised the bat and it was all very exciting. So pretty much.
And he still hasn't really announced his official retirement, has he?
He said, look, I'd like another game if I could get one to retire. He wants to retire at home, I think. So I think the West Indies will organise a T20 game at home and then he'll retire that one, I think. But this was just, it just basically turned into a testimonial match for Gayle at one point. The West Indies at some point decided that they weren't going to win because they weren't getting Australian wickets. So then they just started clowning about in the field and laughing and just making fools of themselves, pretty much. It was very strange.
Yeah, he wasn't doing much, was he?
No, he wasn't. His fielding, he was jogging around and laughing and it was all very jocular.
Which, I mean, it is that, to be fair, that is hard to tell from his normal fielding.
This is true, yeah. But I'm not sure South Africa would have enjoyed how casually the West Indies were taking it, given that, if West Indies had beaten Australia, South Africa would have gone through. But the West Indies kind of just went, screw
who
it.
Who cares? And I think I predicted that he was going to be given an over to bowl, which was just dreadful, absolutely dreadful. So I think he took a wicket, though.
He did. He took the wicket of a very sportsmanlike Mitch Marsh, who said, all right, is this what we're doing? We're doing a testimonial match? All right, I'll give my wicket away.
Yeah, nice.
And then as Mitch Marsh was walking off the field, Gayle kind of just stalked over behind him and gave him a hug, which I'm not sure Mitch Marsh really wanted.
I think he jumped on his back,
pretty much. Yeah, so that was very strange, but farewell, Chris Gayle.
Thank goodness. And the cameraman who seemed to adore him was just, the camera was on him every 3 seconds. It was overwhelming.
Yeah, we saw more of Chris Gayle in the dugout than we did in the middle. And then we saw about twice as much again of him just wandering around in the field, not fielding, just hanging out. Yeah.
The ball was somewhere else.
Waving to the crowd, waving to the other players. Yeah, it was very strange.
Anyway, so we've got another nomination here from Jimmy Anderson.
Yes. This is Jimmy Anderson, who claimed that Ben Stokes' victory at Headingley has given the England team the feeling that they can win from anywhere, which is it's very admirable that they resist the temptation so often, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, is he talking Ashes or World Cup? He's talking Ashes, right?
I think he's talking Ashes. I think he's just talking any game. Any game. Yeah. They can win any game as long as Ben Stokes is there.
Well, it's easy for him to say now that Ben Stokes is back in the side, right?
Yes.
It'd be a little bit harder for them to win without him.
Hmm. I think we've got another nomination now. One of our favourites here.
Yes, Glenn Maxwell back into the Mullers. Mm. And he, in the last two games that Australia played in the group stage, he came out to bat.
Yep.
Stayed up the non-striker's end. Zero, not out in the last over and didn't even face a ball. Two innings.
Yep.
Absolutely two in a row. Faultless.
Yep, perfect stuff. Yep. And someone did point out on Twitter that he was actually reasonably clever despite the fact he didn't face a ball. The last ball of the match against the West Indies, David Warner edged it through the slips for four and Warner took off to take a single. If the scores were level at that point, if they'd completed the run before the ball reached the fence, they would have just won by the one run because Maxwell said, stay there. They got an extra four runs, which gave them a minuscule advantage in net run rate that they didn't ultimately need. But still, good thinking from Maxwell and, of course, no thinking at all from David Warner.
That's the way to do it. Do you think that Glenn Maxwell learned that at school?
Probably, yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. He may even commentate about that in the future. You never know.
You would hope so.
And, people were saying on Twitter, not a single dot ball in his innings.
No,
so
yeah.
Absolutely faultless. Yeah.
A fantastic knock, the finisher.
And we have another Australian nominated as well, Matty Wade, also one of my absolute favourites, and he's in the Mullers because Adam Zampa was on a hat-trick.
Adam Zampa was on a hat-trick, and he was on a hat-trick because Matt Wade took a very good catch behind the wicket at the end of an over. It was an excellent catch. And then Zampa went away for three or four overs, and I think most people forgot he was on a hat-trick, but Zampa remembered.
Mm.
And Zampa came back on, and first ball of his next over on the hat-trick, he took the edge, went through to Matthew Wade, who...
he was keeping up to the stumps. It was a tricky chance, but he should have taken it.
Yeah, but he didn't. He dropped it, and Adam Zampa said something to him. What did he say?
He said, hey, that was my hat-trick ball.
And Wade replied, yeah, I was trying to catch it. Was he trying to catch a cat?
Great exchange. Look, he's always trying to catch it. He
tries very hard, doesn't he?
He tries, yeah.
And I've got one final nomination. This is for a swarm of bees that stopped play at a Plunkett Shield match between Wellington and Canberra in New Zealand, of course. So, yeah, so just a swarm of bees. I have no jokes. I just like the idea of bees stop play.
Yeah, and everyone has to get down on their stomach and just kind of relax there. And hopefully they get a little nap, a little bee nap.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Yes.
So which one do you think wins?
I mean, it is hard to go past Glenn Maxwell with the back-to-back zero not out.
Yeah, I was going to say deliveries. Glenn Maxwell. So let's give it to Maxie.
Yeah. And I think that's where we're going to end it for this week. So you've been listening to Dan Lipke. I'm at Lieb Cricket on Twitter. And Kat Jones, she's at Cricket at Kat. And you can follow us on at Can't Bowl Throw on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. We don't do much there. We most of the time we remember to post a link to this episode, but that's about it. But still, go like us there if you like anyway. Mm. Otherwise, we will see you all next week.
See you later.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.